The Arts Programme on 92.6 FM Radio Verona.
Good afternoon and welcome to this afternoon's edition of The Arts Show with me, Alexander Bemange. On today's show, I shall be joined by Cassandra Kelvin, who is the Radlett-based author of The Wiggly Jiggly Worm, a new children's book which has just been published.
It was earlier last year and I was talking to my brother Jason, who we're quite close, we've done a lot of work together. He's a very creative person and very self-motivated. And I was complaining about, if I want to get it published and going through literary agents and publishers. And him being a very artistic person said, well, why don't I illustrate it for you? And we can go on from there.
Okay.
And that's what happened. So we got together, I think it was maybe March time last year.
Right.
And we did a storyboard together and he did the illustrations, and over several months, obviously.
Yes. So how many illustrations did he have to come up with?
Well, roughly? The book was 28 pages, so it was 28 illustrations. And he did them all, and we then spent hours at the computer typesetting and getting it right and adding the words and making it look as it should, and then looking back at it and editing and re-editing until it was ready to go to the printer.
So because I'm presuming that in these technological times that we live, actually something like that, the whole typesetting thing, can just be done at a computer screen by yourselves rather than
it can
having
be.
To...
It, yes.
And what was that like, to go from the artistic to the
it was
illustrative and technological?
It was strange because it was very different to obviously me just writing on a page and doing what I wanted, and then combining the illustrations with the words and realising there was a format and we had to get the sizing right. And
did you change the story to make, you know, to make for more pictorial scenes, or did he very much take the story as was and illustrate things that were already described?
I think it was a bit of both. The first illustrations were based on what I'd written. But he did, actually the biggest thing that he did was he drew a picture of an apple, which I hadn't written about in my first draft. But he, in his head, worms, apples go together.
Yep.
And that's how the line about the apple comes into the book, is because he'd drawn this apple. So I think it was a bit of both, but it was also in terms of the words. The illustrations had to obviously, there was a technical or a practical aspect that there had to be enough room for the words and all of these sorts of things. So
of
a few illustrations had to be changed, and it's a sort of a.
And kind of did progress. You have an image in your head of what the Wiggly Jiggly Worm might look like at all, however vague?
Did
you give
really.
Him anything else to work on? Just the.
No.
Okay. And what did you think the first time you saw the illustrations? I mean, did it change? Was it a design that changed much? Did you say things that, you know, maybe affected?
I don't think so. I was overwhelmed when I saw that, because the cover of the book is this very smiley Wiggly Jiggly Worm.
Mm.
And when I saw it, I thought, oh, how fantastic. That's the Wiggly Jiggly Worm.